make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me.
Yes, Lord.
Ooh, Jesus.
Is that all
Hallelujah.
Right?
Hallelujah. Yes, it's all right. Hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus. Jesus. Ooh, Lord, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. A change. Oh, a change shall come over me. A change have come over me. Oh, a change have come over me. Oh, my little Trinity Okosha. Oh, a change have come over me. And my life would never ever be the same again. Change me, oh God. You have already did it, Jesus. Wash me and cleanse me, Jesus. Oh, my life will ever, never be the same again. Oh, Lord, a change. I know a change has come over me. I will never, ever be the same again, y'all. My life will ever, never be the same. A change have come over me. My life won't ever be the same again. No, it won't. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you for a change. I'm brand new. I am brand new. I've been changed. I've been changed. He said, oh, behold, all things pass away, and behold, all things become new. I am a new creation, y'all. I am a new creation. The old is gone. The old Virginia is gone. I'm a new Virginia now. I said now, right now, I am a new Virginia now. I am new. I've been born again. From above, I'm new, hey, Jesus. I am new, Lord Jesus. I'm a brand new creation. I'm new. The old Virginia is dead. A new Virginia has come. I say I'm new, y'all. I am brand new. I'm in Christ now. I'm in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. The old is gone. The new has become. A change has took place in my life. I see a change has took place in my life, and I would never, ever be the same again. God, thank you for a change that's come over me. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hey, Lord. I'm glad. I am so glad that God sent Jesus into this world to die for us. He said in John 3:16, all things have passed away. He said, oh, I'm just getting excited now, y'all. I'm glad that Jesus, God said in 3:16, he sent Jesus, hallelujah. He sent him to this world to die for us. He sent Jesus to the world to die for our sin. He sent Jesus to die for us. No matter what you've done, no matter what you did, no matter what your lifestyle is, God will change you. He'll make you new, brand new. I don't care if you don't smoke pot, crack, cocaine, marijuana, whatever it is you smoked, whatever it is you drink. God, if you change, God changed you. God changed you. He changed you. He has turned your life around, and you will never be the same. You will never be the same. Never, ever be the same. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for sending your son into the world to die for us. Because we all, hey, Lord, we all would have been messed up from the floor up. But thank God for Jesus. Just go ahead over to thank God for Jesus. You know you was one of those people, too. That everything, you did everything bad enough that you was big enough to do. But God changed you. He changed you. And I want to say tonight, I'm so excited. I'm so excited about what God is doing in my life. I'm excited about what he's already done. God reached way down, y'all, in the uttermost. And he brought me up to the uttermost. God saved me when I was 11 years old. But I was still seeking for something. I was still seeking for something, and I didn't know what it was. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just getting baptized, not enough. It was something else was missing. And when I found out what it was being baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. Jesus baptized me with the Holy Ghost and fire. And I have not been the same since. God is so awesome. He's so mighty. He's a miraculous God, y'all. And I want to say to you tonight, those who are listening, and good evening to you, man of God. Good evening, man of God. I thank God for appointing you and anointing you for to be such an awesome man of God. And now you operating with this now network. All what God has did in your life. I've heard your testimony. But look what God did in your life. God changed you, man of God. God changed you. Don't let nobody ever tell you any different. God did it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. And good evening to everyone. And welcome to the 52 Weeks of Love broadcast. 42 weeks. Y'all know we're in 42 weeks. This is no October. We got two more months to go. We are going somewhere. We going, y'all. We running. We are running to the finishing line. See God's face. We are going somewhere in 2018. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am your host tonight, Evangelist Virginia Valentine out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Hallelujah, Jesus. And tonight, I will be ministering to you on the topic that's coming from Isaiah, the 40th chapter, verses 31. And it reads, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings on eagles. They shall run and not be weary, hey, Lord. And they shall walk and not faint. And this is my topic tonight, coming from Isaiah, the 40th chapter, verses 31. Waiting on God. Waiting on God. Waiting. I need you all to hear this tonight. Waiting is something that develops the virtues of patience in us. Let me read that again. Waiting is something that develops the virtues of patience in us. We all, not some, but all of us must wait on something or someone. Let's look at the definition of wait. Are y'all there? Let's look at, turn your Bible to Isaiah, the 40th chapter, verses 31. Write it down and read it later. Read the whole chapter. Let's look. look at the definition of wait. It means to stay in place in expectation. Amen. Let's look at the definition of wait. It means to stay in place in expectation of. Amen. Let me share this with you. When a mother is expecting a baby, she stays in the place of expectation of her baby being born. When the baby is born, what they was expecting has come. Did y'all get that? When we go to the house of the Lord, I need y'all to hear this face of God. When we go to the house of the Lord, what do? We pray, worship, say praise unto God. All the while, waiting for the man or woman of God to deliver the word of God to us, that we may be fed. Waiting on God. Even in preparing a meal, while it is cooking, we are what? We are waiting for it to get finished. We are waiting for it to finish cooking, or we are waiting for it to be done, or get done, so that we may eat. Amen? Our scripture today, Isaiah 40 and 31, teaches us that waiting on God is expecting and looking for and hoping in Him. It is spending time in His Word and in His presence. Let me read that again. Our scripture today, Isaiah 40, chapter verse 31, teaches us that waiting on God is expecting, looking for, and hoping in Him. It is spending time in His Word and also in His presence. Because you know the book of Psalms say in His presence there is fullness of joy. In God's presence there is fullness of joy. Let's look back up a few verses above. It says in Isaiah 40, 29, He giving power to the faint and to them that have no might. He increases strength. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He increases strength. Where does this power and strength come from? I am glad you asked. Thank you for asking me tonight. It comes from God, our Father, through Jesus Christ. The scripture says He gives. He increases. Oh, saints of God, you need to hear this word tonight. You need to hear this word tonight. Another definition of wait is to remain stationary and readiness or expecting. Stationary means to be fixed in a station on course or position. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I left that fixed in a station. I'm in a place where God has me, y'all. I said, I am in a place where God has me. And so are you. I might be in this situation or circumstance. But my God is working it out. But my God is working it out. So I won't be worried or get frustrated while I am waiting. Hallelujah, Jesus. The rest of the definition said, fixed course or position. We got to know the way we are going. Saints, listen at this. We got to know the way we're going, and if we don't lose heart, focus by staying the course and our position. The position of prayer, oh Jesus, the position of faith, the position of trust, then we won't get upset while we wait on God. No, we won't. We rest. me read that to you again. Let's look at the old Jesus. Then we won't get upset. Why we wait on God? What we do? We rest. Did you hear that, saints of God? We rest. Amen. I say we rest. We rest. Also in the definition, it said to look forward expectantly. Sometimes when we are waiting for something, we tend to get nervous, don't we? Yes. We tend to get nervous and upset or anxious. We get worried. Oh, yes, we do. We get worried. Even the Bible says don't be anxious for nothing, but we get worried. We just have to tell ourselves. Listen, saints. We just have to tell ourselves. Like I tell myself, Virginia, sit down. That does not only mean our physical body. It also means your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotion, hey, Jesus. It is so important. It is so important. It is so important to let your entire being rest. That's your entire body, your DNA, every part of you, your most inner being, rest. I like this definition of rest. Peace of mind or spirit. There's nothing like the peace of God. Y'all need to hear this. There's nothing like the peace of God while we are waiting on him to manifest his promise to us. Glory to God, hey, Jesus. I'm going to say that again. Let me say that again. There's nothing like the peace of God while we are waiting on him to manifest his promise to us. Glory to God, hey, Jesus. Glory to God, yes, Lord. Glory to God, oh, God. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, Jesus. Look at Isaiah, the 40th chapter, verse 31 again. It reads in the Amplified Bible, but those who wait for the Lord, said Jesus, but those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look, and hope in him, will gain new strength and renew their power. Lord Jesus, hey, hallelujah, Jesus. Under the old shot. I want to pause right here. I want to pause right here. Hey, Lord. Like the psalmist said, Selah. S-E-L-A-H, Selah. Means to pause, hey, Lord. And think about this. If you are waiting for the Lord, hey, Lord Jesus. I say if you are waiting for the Lord, number one, you got your pen and pad. I want you to write this down. Like the psalmist says, Selah, means to pause and think about this. If you are waiting for the Lord, number one, expect. Number two, look for. And number three, hope in him. Let me say it again. Number one, expect. Number two, look for. Number three, hope in him, oh God. Oh, glory to God, saints. Oh, glory to God, saints. Glory to God, saints. We got to expect him to do it. Hey, Lord. We must look for him and the situation we are in to come through. And we must hope in him. Because he is faithful, y'all. He's a faithful God. He's a miraculous God. He's an awesome God. And we can trust him doing these three things I just mentioned. Bring on the promise. What is the promise? I'm getting ready to tell you now. The promise will gain new strength. Renew their strength. Verse 2 say renew their strength. Their power. renew their power. Hey, Lord. Let's finish that verse. They will lift up their wings, rise up close to God, like eagles, hey, Jesus. Rising, y'all. Rising toward the sun. They will run and not become weary. They will walk and not grow tired. I'm going to run. I'm going to walk. I know I'm not going to get tired. Let's Selah. Come on. Let's Selah. Right here, saints. We can't do this without being in his presence. You can't do this without being in the presence of God. Y'all need to hear me tonight. The Bible says in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, verses 6. But without faith, listen, y'all, without faith, oh, my people of God, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He said he will reward us, saints. He will reward us, saints. We must get close to him. We must get close to him daily, every day. Every chance you get, you must get close to God. You must get close to God. Because he said, without faith, it's impossible to please him. So this is telling me that we need faith. We need faith. Only the grain of a mustard seed. Faith. Anytime Jesus says it's impossible to please him, it is impossible to please my God without faith. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Shandido ko, shandido my sanda. Yes, Lord. Here's something I want to share with y'all tonight. And I know the man of God knows, because he knows it all. He knows all the songs. But I want to share this with y'all. Hey, Jesus, we must get close to God. Get close to it. Get to know him. Love on him. Worship him. Magnify his name. Yes, Lord. Here Sam Cooke had a song. Y'all need to hear this. Yes, I'm still saying. Sam Cooke had a song. A change gonna come. A voice in it says, it's been a long time coming. Hey, Jesus. Hallelujah. But I know a change gonna come. Go ahead, Sam Cooke. He said, a voice. Look what he said. He said, I've been changed. He said, a change gonna come. Sam Cooke had a song. Listen, y'all. He said, a change gonna come. A voice in it says, it's been a long time. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Isaiah 40 and 31 said in the Amplified Bible, but those who wait for the Lord, is anybody out there waiting on the Lord? Lift your hand. I can't see you, but you need to lift your hands in the spirit. But those who wait for the Lord, hey, Lord Jesus, who expect, look for, and hope in him, will gain new strength and renew their power. Hey, Lord, they will lift up their wings, rise close to God like eagles, rising towards the sun. They will run and not become weary, y'all. They will walk and not grow tired. Hey, Jesus. While we're waiting on God, listen at me, my brothers and my sisters. While we're waiting on God, hey, Lord, sometimes we lose strength. We got tired. The devil talks to our mind. Sometimes our family and friends laugh at us. wondering where our God, where is our God now? Hey, Lord Jesus. But God is faithful. Remember, y'all. Remember Abraham and Sarah. God promised them a son, even in their old age. But Sarah got anxious in her waiting. She got tired in her waiting. And she convinced her husband to give up waiting on God. Did y'all hear that? She convinced her husband to give up waiting on God. Think about all the times we got tired and went ahead of God. Or got weary, hey, Lord Jesus, and gave up. But if we just hold on, let Sam Cooke say a change is going to come. A change is going to come. I said a change is going to come. And it's not coming tomorrow, next week, it's coming tonight. A change is going to come. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah to your name, Lord. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. A change is going to come. And God will come through for us, y'all. Hey, Jesus. Hey, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. A change is going to come. A change is going to come. And God will come through for us. There's another man that sang this song. He written this song over. And it's changed. All it was, the lyrics is changed. I can't think of his name, but he sang this song. And it's so anointed and it's so powerful. He said, I know a change going to come. A change going to come. It's so awesome, y'all. We got a change. It's on the way. A change coming. I know a change going to come. In our circumstance, hey, Lord. In our situation, saints of God, my people of God, my brothers and my sisters. In our circumstance. In our situation. In trouble. We must be found waiting on God. I need to tell you that again. Let me say it again. I hope y'all listening. I hope y'all listening. From the sound of my voice and aid of the Holy Ghost. In our circumstance. In our situation. In trouble. We must be found waiting on God. Waiting on who? Waiting on the Lord. Say, a day that renew thy strength, they shall mount up on wings of an eagle. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. They that wait up on the Lord, hey, Jesus, shall renew thy strength. God will renew your strength if you learn how to wait on him. Waiting on God, waiting on God. When I read that chapter and I looked at it, and he said, they that wait up on the Lord shall renew thy strength. They shall mount up on wings like an eagle, as an eagle. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. When I looked at that 31 verse, they that wait up on the Lord, and God say, just tell them, waiting on God. He wants you to wait on him. How many of y'all out there are waiting on God? Lift your hand and say, that's me. I am waiting on my God. To renew my strength. In Psalm 103, he said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Hey, Lord. That's meaning he's saying, bless the Lord, oh my soul and everything that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless all of my DNA. Bless every breed in my body. Under your shot. Under your cold shot. God wants us to wait on him. But we want to do everything instant. We want instant grits, instant potatoes, instant macaroni and cheese, everything instant in the microwave. Because we don't want to wait. We don't want to wait. But you need to learn how to wait on God. And I'm not saying just sit there and wait and do nothing. You need to wait on him, rest in him. Your whole body needs to rest. Get into that word. Read the word of God. Meditate on the word. Think on the word. See now. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to wait on you, Lord. I got both of my hands lifted towards heaven. I'm going to wait on the Lord. And let him renew my strength like the eagle. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord, I'm going to wait on you, Lord, until you renew my youth. Let the eagle, hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to wait on you, Lord. I'm going to wait. I can't do nothing else but wait on him, hey, Lord. Waiting on the Lord. How many of y'all out there waiting on the Lord with me? Lift your hand and say, that's me, sister. I am waiting on God, hey, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. When I looked at Psalm 103, he says, I renew your youth like the eagle. I renew your youth like the eagle. And I'm not bragging on myself sitting here, because Paul said he didn't brag, but he boasted in the Lord. And I could sit here and I could boast in God. He said he renewed my youth like the eagle. And I'm not going to say how old I am, but I don't look the age I am, but he has renewed my youth. He has renewed my youth last year. Hey, somebody, y'all need to hear me tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Woo! Thank you, Jesus, man of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo!
Come on, who's going to wait on the Lord today?
Did you know?
Come on, we're going to open the lines up here in a minute, but let's wait on the Lord as we worship him.
That we're told by Jesus to wait.
52 weeks of love. Oh, yes, Jesus.
The promise of the Spirit came. But as we read it in Acts, there were 120 people there, which means that 380 people thought there was something else better to do than to wait on God. That also means that the majority didn't want to wait. But I just wonder if in this room tonight there's a remnant of people who know that they need him more than anything else, that have a singular focus, that if it takes me the rest of my life, I'm going to see a move of God in my generation. And I'm not going to become tired of waiting. Can we lift up our hands and just wait for just a moment?
Desperation.
No,
desperation comes from that hunger in the word of God, and you have delivered that word tonight. That word has went and has ignited the confirmation that God is alive when we live in his word. Oh, speak it. Preach it. Speak Jesus.
Yes.
Live Jesus. Talk Jesus.
Yes.
Love Jesus.
Yes.
But let Jesus be abound in your life by being desperate. I'm desperate for you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, I am, Jerushi. I'm desperate for you, Lord.
Oh, I'm desperate. I'm
desperate.
I am desperate
for you. I am desperate for him, Lord. I'm
thirsty
for,
you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, and I'm hungry.
Oh, I'm hungry for you. Feed me till I want no more.
Yes.
If you're desperate on this line tonight, go ahead and dial 1. We want to give you an opportunity to share with Evangelist Virginia Valentine here on 52 Weeks of Love. But I just got to tell you, I'm desperate daily.
Yes.
I'm hungry daily. I'm thirsty daily.
Yes.
Striving for that position.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Ooh, exalted. Ooh, my God.
Because
I'm thirsty.
Yes, Lord.
Because I want more and more and more and more and more of you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. So much more.
More and more and more and more of you. Minister Carolyn, welcome to 52 Weeks of Love with Evangelist Virginia Valentine. You're live.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, Evangelist and Pastor E and everyone else on the line.
Well, good evening, Minister
Carolyn.
Oh, my
God. I am like so upset by this message, and not only that, I needed it. And as the days go by, and even more since Pastor E said he would mentor me, I've been getting thirsty and hungry for the word of the Lord. And it's a couple of things that you said that stood out to me. It was ironic that you used the record, Sam Cooke, A Change Is Gonna Come, because that's my favorite record. And I always said if something happened to me, I wanted them to play that at my funeral. And I said that for two reasons. For two reasons, because so far I have began to make the change that I know that he wanted me to make, that I was destined to make, that I, you know, to fulfill my calling. I knew that. And not only that, the people who I go out to reach, the addicts and the gang members and those that are in jail, I know that by me ministering to them or speaking life into them, that a change is not only going to come for me, but for them too.
Yes,
ma'am. And the other thing that stood out is about waiting on the Lord. And I have a whole lot of problems, but I'm learning through this ministry that everything could be worked out, but it's not in my timing. It's in God's timing, and I have to wait on it. And so many times I've been impatient, and I've given something to God, and then I've taken it out. I've taken it back, and at that moment, it feels good, it looks good, it tastes good, and it seems like it's going to be all right, but eventually, down the line, it goes all bad, even with being a recovering addict. I think that I could just pray. If I have a craving right now, I could just pray, and in 5 minutes it's going to go away. Or I could just go walk into a recovery home or a recovery room, but then them urges start hitting more and more and more and more and more, and I know that I got to put more work in because I only gave it a temporary fix when all I had to do was run to God. But I had to stay in constant fellowship with him in order to get those demons completely off my back, because the better I do, the more the fiery darts are going to come at me. So that stood out to me. That's my problem. I haven't been waiting on God. It's like I've waited on man. I've waited on people. I've waited on things. But I honestly can't say that I've patiently waited on God, you know, and you can't wait until things go all bad. You have to be in fellowship with him at all times. So those were the things that stuck out to me. And the devil talks to your mind. And then the last thing was people will laugh at you because you saved and because you talk the talk. Or even sometimes when I'll pray for you on somebody's post, then I'll hear somebody else say, "Oh, she faking. It's not cool to play with God like that." Or, you know, and I used to rebel and get mad and go back and forth. But you're not supposed to argue the word of God. Now I just laugh. I don't remark. I just keep it moving. You know, yes, I used to put LOL, but then that's a form of sarcasm. Like, you know, I'm laughing back at you. So now I don't do nothing. And it's only but through God and this ministry that I feel myself growing, and I am hungry for God, and I am going to continue to wait on him.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Minister Carolyn, how are you doing? Good, ain't you? How are you?
Praise the Lord. I'm doing very well. Yes, thank you.
And guess what? You're going to do even better. Just watch. Just wait on God. Just
praise the Lord.
Just wait on it.
I'm excited about waiting.
Yes, you think things are looking bad for you, but what if it seems bad? Let me tell you something. The best is yet to come. All that you say that you're going through, whatever you're going through, God got it. God got your back. When man say he got your back, God got your back.
Amen. Thank you so much.
I want to tell you tonight, whatever seems bad, God's going to turn it around for good.
Hallelujah.
He's going to turn it around for your good.
Hallelujah.
Because as I listen at you every night, mostly I listen at you, I know that a change going to come.
Amen. I receive that in the name of Jesus.
Come. Yes. And I'm going to say to you tonight, before you get off this line, it's well and it's all good.
Thank you. Thank
you. It's well and it's all good.
Hallelujah.
And you lift your hands and you tell God, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Just thank him. He ain't through with you yet.
Praise your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank him.
Thank
him.
Thank
him.
Thank you.
Thank him.
Hallelujah.
See, the devil don't want to hear you praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Because he wants to be a praiser. But you praise him like you lost your mind.
Thank you, Lord.
Desperation.
Like you're going crazy.
Hallelujah.
Stand on and praise him.
Desperation. Hunger.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, in the name of Jesus. Minister Terry, you are live on 52 Weeks of Love here with Evangelist Virginia Valentine. Minister Carolyn Tuesday, get ready.
Amen. Good evening. Good evening, family. You know what? I was just listening, and I tell you, my hands have been lifted. Glory be to God. And Evangelist Valentine, my beautiful sister, you said something, sis. You said,
"Yes, ma'am, sister."
We get anxious, and you know when we feel that little anxiety coming up in us, I always say to, I repeat constantly to myself, be still and know that I am God.
Yes, Lord.
Be still and know that I am God. Then you said something else that really took me back. You said, get close to God. Took me back to an old song, Closer Than Close. Somebody knows that. Closer Than Close. When you can get closer than close with God, glory be to God. What a word.
Ooh,
what a word.
God.
And I agree. Change is going to come. Ooh, hallelujah. It's already. Glory be to God. You brought a word tonight, sister, and I'm like, I'm receiving it. Hallelujah.
God.
I tell you, I love
Preach
you. Praise Him. Preach
I
Jesus.
Love you too. Preach
I love
Jesus.
You more. Amen. God
I
bless you, sister. Love you.
You too. I love you.
And Minister Carolyn and Pastor E and the listeners too. Amen. Love you all.
Amen. Amen. Love you too, sis.
Amen.
God bless you. Anybody else? Come on, dial one. We got a few more minutes. Give you an opportunity to share or just to love on Evangelist Virginia Valentine for her diligence to just sow the word of God into whoever's underneath the sound of her voice. That it's not easy. It's not. This ain't just something we can just do. You must know it's just a gift that God gives us to say we want to do something for someone else because we know God is working in our lives and we want to see the productivity come in your life. And I know it's happening. I know you're growing. I know you're stronger. I know you're wiser. I know you're in a position now to understand what personal relationship with God is. If there's nothing else about this network, I pray that everyone learns that there is a personal position with you and God one-on-one without anyone else. That is our goal, not our will, but the will of God. Hallelujah. We're going to close y'all out. You guys have said it enough. I'm going to give you what you asked for. Yes, a change is going to come. God bless you guys. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Don't play with that.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. I'm able to a long time coming, but I know.